Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. All in all, a very good day yesterday for Eliot Spitzer. The New York Attorney General won two high-profile legal victories against the forces of big business. These wins come at a great time for Mr. Spitzer. He's the leading candidate for the New York Governor's office. Joining us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. John, the champagne corks, I guess, were bursting yesterday at campaign headquarters. How about victory number one?
Well, first, a state judge ruled in Spitzer's case against the salary and pension benefits given to the New York Stock Exchange chairman, Dick Grasso. Now, Grasso's pay and pension benefits over the 8 years that he was chairman was nearly $200 million. His benefit package in 1 year almost equaled the entire net income for the whole stock exchange. So the judge ordered Grasso to give back about half of that compensation, and it was a very strong, clear endorsement of Spitzer's case, criticizing Grasso for not revealing the extent of his pay package to the board, and criticizing the board for not keeping track of what Grasso was doing.
Okay. That's a good win. I remember that story got a lot of attention. Well, how about the other case?
Number two, CBS Radio, the third largest radio company in the U.S., agreed to settle a payola case brought by the state attorney general for $2 million. Payola is a type of bribe where record companies give gifts to DJs and radio programs in exchange for in exchange for airplay for certain songs to boost their sales. CBS is the first radio company to settle with Spitzer. Four major record companies have already settled for $30 million.
Well, listen, Marketplace covers business news, but I have to ask, what do you think? Are you counting votes on this one? How's this going to come out for Mr. Spitzer?
Well, as you said, Spitzer already holds a pretty comfortable lead in the race for governor. It's not like he needed a boost, but Spitzer's taken on some powerful interests, business interests, during his career as attorney general. He's been criticized as being overzealous, maybe a little too political. He took some heat for going after Dick Grasso so vociferously. And Duke University corporate securities professor James Cox thinks yesterday's ruling will be a vindication for Spitzer.
This not only helps him with the election, but in his position as governor then, that removes the fact that this is a person who's just driven by politics. In fact, I think what this ruling indicates is that he was driven by the facts of this case, and a well-intentioned prosecutor probably had no choice but to raise questions about the Grasso compensation.
Cox points out that the courts usually defer to boards of directors, and this was a big victory for Spitzer.
Well, is Mr. Grasso going to have to give back some of that money?
Grasso isn't ready to part with his money just yet. He's appealing the ruling. He's a feisty guy. This case isn't over. Coming up later today, Marketplace has identified the location of the next big real estate boom. It's in Germany's capital, Berlin.
Thank you, John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace from American Public Media.